Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to present to some and introduce to others the host with the most, the CEO of WBSW Radio, the internet station we're number one, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. Sometimes they call him Dr. Lowe, Coach Lowe, Love Guru, the man that make it do what it do. Without further ado, Dr. Lowe, let's make it happen.
My. We're blessed again to come before you. This is the original time, either on alternate Tuesday or Thursday at 1 o'clock for the Dr. Lowe's neighborhood. On truly on Tuesday night, we had an awesome show, which was a special broadcast. This is the opportunity to continue with our topic, Are You Fit for a Long-Lasting Relationship, Part 2. And I want to talk about, because I'm going to focus on marriage and also focus on men particularly. We're going to focus on men and how they see long-lasting relationship, in some cases long-term relationship. I am Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host of Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. It's the real talk show that focuses on our neighborhood block by block. So we're going to step into your homes. We're going to get at the grassroots level, because that's what it's all about. And we're going to talk about issues that you're encountering every day. So we're going to truly, truly focus on this topic, which was a title about Are You Fit for a Long-Lasting Relationship on Tuesday night. And we want to bring it into play on today. We want you to be a part of this show, and I see several people join us. Thank you, Dr. Edwards, for taking time to join us on Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville number 10 Instagram. We want you to also call in. You can call into the show where you can just listen to the show. Maybe you're at work and you have your headphones on or your earplugs or your Beats in, and you are able to listen to the show. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1 if you want to share your thoughts. If you just want to chat with me, it's cool, because I'm excited about being interactive. And after you press 1, I will identify the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Ask for your location, then you'll begin the conversation about our title, Are You Fit for a Relationship, a Long-Lasting Relationship? And this is part 2. So we're excited. We're too excited, because we're getting closer to the day of Christmas, the day our Lord and Savior was born. That's the reason for the season. So I tell you, and I want to share this. I want to let you know that I truly love you, and I want you to have an awesome, awesome Christmas day, Christmas weekend, if you want to call it that, because it comes from my heart, truly from my heart. I don't know what your circumstances are. I don't know what's going on, but I want you to know that Dr. Lowe loves you. He has no problem in telling you that. And see, truly, you can't do anything about it. You can accept it or reject it. But as long as you are part of our listening audience of 33 countries of individuals, we had a brother from South, West Africa on the other night. He texted me later on and said he really enjoyed this show. And he said, I'm really thankful that you have this out there, this platform available. So there are many listening to you. Many of is taking time to share their thoughts in regards to the many issues that we focus on. So we are real excited about it, and we're so thankful that we truly can put this platform out to you. Also, if you want to check us out on the web link, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio, and you can be a part of this through the web link, along with an opportunity to email the show. You can email our network, the radio station at WBSW Internet Talk Radio with the number 22@gmail.com. That's WBSW Internet Talk Radio with the number 22@gmail.com. You also have a opportunity to view the show on Instagram as well as Facebook. On Instagram, we have two vehicles operating. We have one account is President Dr. Dot Lorenza D. Smith, and also Beta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. We really appreciate the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated in Greenville, Alabama, for willing to share the platform with us. So thank you, brothers of Beta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama, of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. And on Facebook, you can check us out on facebook.com/DR, which is Dr. L. Gilberto Smith. So thank you for all the options we have here. Thank you for all the opportunities that we also have to present this platform, because without you, there'll be no need for us to have this platform. You're listening and responding, and that's awesome. We also want to share with you, you can go back and check out the 588, which will be today, episode that we have of all the shows, all the 9 shows that we have broadcast. You can go and just, if you're not sure, just go to Google search, type in WBSW Radio, and it will pop up and take you to our radio station through blogs, Talk Radio out of New York, New York. And you can listen to our on-demand episode dating back to September 27, 2017. In the month of September, we had our first show, which was a sports talk show, because God blessed me with the vision. Said we need a talk show that focuses on historical black colleges and universities, high school and middle school. We're not having that where that platform is put together. So God blessed us to be able to start in 2017. Now we're being blessed to be still in existence and going into 2023 by his grace and mercy and his forgiveness. That's what it's all about. Let's move forth and share one more thing about your registering. And I thank you, Dr. Edwards, for sending me your cash out. Thank you so much. And we will make sure it is with the rest of the individuals placed into the container, and we're going to raffle it off. Our next raffle is really with a combination of a Christmas raffle and a New Year. So we're going to do it as a holiday raffle on the 29th. We will come on and we will raffle off five night, 6-day trip to Cancun, Mexico. We'll take care of the hotel. You have to work on your travels. We will put you in then by requesting your name through registration, and a means of transaction may be preferable, Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, or Zelle. Not all three of them, one of those. Send it to my email. That's LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. And I will take that information and put it in the barrel so we can flip and you may be the winner. If not, by having your means of transportation, we will be sending love offerings to you. We will be sending opportunities where you can get a voucher for gas. I have no problem meeting you and you say you want to fill your tank up. We'll be there to fill your tank up. You know, we operate in hand-in-hand with our partners, because we purchase Sam. You know, we'll go to Sam and we'll fill it up for you. We will help you. If you're running short of groceries and you need some help, you know, we'll make sure that love offering can help you out. If you're at lunch, and I'll say that, we got Saint Youngblood joining us. We're going to wave at Sarah Saint Youngblood. Thank you, so Victor 5 Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you for joining us. We will make sure we can send you something for lunch that day or gas to get home. See, that's what it's all about, giving back. And I had to take time to talk about that because it's important we talk about it because this is a season of joy, peace, and love. Some people say the season of joy and happiness, season of giving. Lots of wants to receive as well. So we want to be able to give. And we want to make 23 the year of being able to give back to our listeners and watchers in 33 countries. So send the information to me. Again, my email is lorenzadsmith15@gmail.com. Thank you so much. We have another individual listener and watcher joining us, and that's 664.precious. Thank you for joining us, Precious, and being a part of this, because we truly, truly want to kind of follow up on our show. Now, the show on Tuesday night, this is part two of it. It was titled and titled today the same, Are You Fit for a Long-Lasting Relationship? Some people say long-term, but a lasting relationship, are you fit? And it's a part two. We're going to talk about in general, then we're going to be specific about men. How you as if you are out moving toward a dating market, some things that you need to focus on and understand about men and why they and how they perceive and how they look at long-term or long-lasting relationships. You need to know. You may be already know, but we're going to share it with you today. We're going to start off with talking about discussing this, describing what a long-lasting relationship is. Too many times we have people that truly don't understand that because you're in a one-year relationship with someone, a two-year relationship with someone, that's a long-lasting relationship. See, a long-lasting relationship lasts for years. And if you say 2 years is comfortable for you, that's fine. But I want you to keep in mind, long-lasting relationship must have a goal at the end. If you don't have a goal for that relationship, why are you in a long-lasting relationship? Especially a romantic relationship. See, to be in a romantic relationship, there's a commitment that both of you will be willing to accept from each other. If you're just in a relationship, so and the reason I'm kind of talking about it, I hear from time to time on many shows and people come on these relationship shows and they talk about they was in a relationship 14 years and that person never put the goal out, which is the goal if you're in a relationship is a committed relationship where you can get married. You should never go into a relationship with someone and say you just going there for fun. See, it's not truly it's a form of relationship. It's not a long lasting, it's a situationship. Now you have to ask yourself questions. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. Just remember when you're talking about a long lasting relationship, see, it make a face on your face all day. See, that means a long-lasting, for example, it's just like makeup. You stay on your face all day. It lasts. You don't want a relationship to sell you short. So why should you want a relationship to sell you short? You want a relationship that filled with, again, commitment and positive love for your life. That's a long-lasting relationship. Commitment or a committed person that has a positive love life. That's what a long-lasting relationship is all about. See, the love that you have for each other remains to give you the ability socially and emotionally mature It allow you to be intent on being happy. In other words, when God looks down on you in your relationship, the one thing that makes him smile is joy. Just remember that. Let me give a shout out to Stanley Price with the number one. Thank you, Stanley, for taking time to be a part of this today. Just remember, he looks down, he's smiling, and he said in his heart, you know, this person, he looked into your heart, and he placed that and said, joy is there. And I'm smiling because that is the purpose of the inner self that I'm connected with. See, God is connected with your inner self. You may think he's connected with the external body. He's more connected with your inner self. So if you are going to say, well, I'm going to lose this amount, I'm going to build up this external part, I'm going to get all the work done to make sure I'm the most beautiful person, he's not excited about that, because just like gravity, what's up will come down. No matter how much money you spend to get your whatever on your face, gravity pulls it down. And it's going to happen because that's come with age. Your life should be focusing and be able to work to put yourself in a position so you can have a positive love life. It reeks with the well-being. And we're going to talk about the well-being. It's so important that we kind of focus on those well-being. People have to understand that to be in a long-lasting relationship, these five well-being must be mature. Some people say, well, what's the definition? How do you define mature? Mature is that you're taking the experience you have had in life and putting it in a place, position where you can accept and understand what's going on. Your foundation, your experience of your previous situation allows you to grow and mature. Maturity is growing. So we talk about the five well-beings. Let's address those five that's so important to a long-lasting relationship, important to you being a mature individual. It's important to you to be a grown individual. First, you have the physical well-being. See, yes, when we said physical, we didn't talk about getting in the weight room and just maxing out. We're talking about physically taking care of yourself, your appearance, taking care of, yet by going to the doctor and making sure you are healthy. Your body is healthy. That's the well-being you got to focus on. Because we don't get but one. We don't get but one body. And once this is no longer in existence, it's going to disintegrate and go back to the dirt it came from. You're placed in the dirt. People say, well, we put them in mausoleum, we put do everything, we cremate them. Even when you cremate, it turns to dust. Returns to dust. So take care of the physical well-being. Men, keep in mind, you have to go to the doctor. Then follow what the doctor tells you. And you tell me, well, they don't know. God has blessed that doctor with the wisdom and tools to help. No, he's not the almighty. We only worship one God. But he gives them the tools, or give her the tools to work with your physical well-being. The next one is mental well-being. We have to really work hard to be mentally fit. That means that you must keep yourself in a position to gain knowledge. the biggest muscle truly in your body is your brain. And you should be attempting to gain knowledge every day. What leads to wisdom? It allows you to fall in those categories of he's intelligent or she's intelligent, intellectual. That's your mental. And then if we get to a point where we're not able to function by ourselves, we need help. Don't be ashamed to go get support through counseling, therapy. Don't be afraid. If you're not functioning at the level you need to, you're maturely because you have gotten stuck. You know, I watch all these relationship shows and information given to people, and they go challenge the information. Because in my world, in your world, you live in this world. And if the data is coming at you, listen to it. But if you continue to be stubborn because somebody told you that ain't the way it is, don't listen there. But you don't not listen to people trying to tell you. So you go to people who support you. And that's through some kind of agency that can help you mentally. The next one is emotionally. Too many of us are lacking in the emotion well-being. Emotional is feelings. But if you had to put in the real picture here, your emotions or your feelings, how you're mature in that area is that you have to understand that's reality too. We don't operate nothing on emotions or on your feelings. We operate with reality. Feel what happened. It hurts you, but it's real. We talk about it, one of the topics about saying no. See, a person who wants a long-lasting relationship has to understand no will be said between the two individuals sometimes. And if you're not used to or ready or emotionally well to handle no, then you're going to fall in that category that you become fearful. You become aggressive. You become angry, and that's truly your reality then. Still isn't hurt, but the reality of this is that the no is for both of us. And it's for you to think that person is trying to hurt you by telling you no because your feelings are hurt. Then you have a serious problem understanding that the no came because it's unfair to you. When I know I can't do it, and it's unfair for me to have to tell you I can when I can't. That's your reality. That's your emotions. Next thing is spiritual. We have to be in touch with our Lord and Savior. Some people say, well, I hear you saying what you're saying. This world is changing. Our Lord and Savior, our God, is the creator. Our Lord and Savior is the one that created our situation through being our God. But he sent down his Son, only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins. So spiritually, you need to put yourself in situations that spiritually strengthen you. See, you know that instead of go to church, and I am saying that attend church, but church to attend a building, and you don't have a church in your heart, you're not very spiritually well. It has to be in you. You don't go and hear the word and then go practice and read about the word. Interpret the word. That's best clear understanding to you. but do not try to change the word to make it fit you. You should be working to make sure you understand that word so you can be able to live within that word. Too many, that's what's happening now. We're trying to change it to fit how we want to be, how the world want to be. And it was never meant to be there. So spiritually, well-being is important. And I always tell young men, young ladies, don't criticize your mate if you want a long-lasting relationship because they do want to attend church. They do want to go to the physical complex. Don't criticize them. What you going on there? Them folks ain't doing, you know, and all that, you know, that is not good. The last one is financial. See, we got to understand our well-being. I'm not saying everybody got to have millions and millions of dollars or got to have making six figures or whatever. If the average for is that taking all the resources, whether you make a $1 million down to less than very small amount on the lower end, you're going to have an average. It is not how much you make. True is how you use what you make. Take six figures. Say you went to college and you had to get a loan. You remember, even though they're put on hold and waivers on hold now, you still got to pay that loan back. You have to count that in part of your salary too. And if you have a child, they go to child care, have to have child care. You got to count in. So six figures can be turned into little of nothing. You have to consider this. You have to make sure you are financially. Somebody said, well, go out and buy a lot of stocks and get your portfolio and do all that. Well, if you can't maintain your household through the day and throughout 1 year, how are you going to try to maintain and put money over there? You have to be financial well-being. So those are the five well-beings that's going to be so important for a long-lasting relationship. There are some other things that come into play as well. For example, you have to keep in mind that those individuals have to have a good attitude. See, that is so important. Having a good attitude. They also have what they call adaptability. See, too many times people are not able to adapt to what is going on. So if you want to have a lasting relationship, you have to have adaptability. You have to be able to do that. But truly, truly, what is really in the place, adaptability allows you to be flexible. So you must have flexibility. Give me a shout out to Shocker Blue. Okay, Shocker Blue with the number 5. Thank you so much. Remember the Blue and White family. Thank you so much. So you have to have flexibility, and you definitely have to have a good personality. People have to understand you have to have a good personality, and people can see good in you. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in, and call in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line. Call out the last 4 digits of your cell. Actually, your location, and you can chat with Dr. Lorenzo Smith as he talks about our neighborhood. And the issue of the day is, are you fit for a long-lasting relationship part 2? That's what it's all about. Let's move forth and look at a few other things here because it's too really, really important that we do that. We have to always keep in mind. See, we talking about qualities, I want you to put in the 5 C's into your notebook, into your portfolio of life. The 5 C's are, first, commitment. See, you have to be committed, truly committed to that relationship for it to be long-lasting. You can't have 1 foot in the door and another foot outside the door. And the next C that's so important is compromise. You have to be willing to compromise. Because things don't always go the way you want to go. You have two individuals coming to a relationship that have individualities they bring with them. You have to take time. Look at it. Talk about it. And you have to come up with compromise. The next one is communication. See, we have to always remember communication is so important. So important. Connection. And we talk about connection, that's being able to connect with that person from an inner self, not an outer self. Communication is effective. You got to have the best listening skills and work on your listening skills so you can be effective in a long-lasting relationship. The last C I'm going to talk about is conflict resolution. Our co-host came on and shared that one. You have to be able to deal with conflict, but you have to come up with resolutions. Conflict resolution. So instead of four C's, it's five C's. And the conflict resolution is the most important one that you truly can have, that to have skills to work on. Because conflicts are coming. How do you resolve them? Something that happened in a previous relationship, you thought you was healed from, something triggered that. It leads to a conflict. Now you got to work to make sure you're successful as a couple. Keep that in mind. Because we're talking about conflict resolution. Let's move forward to our next topic. Are you ready to be in a long-lasting relationship? We touched on it. I'm not going to be long on this one before I move to the part that I really think a lot of us is looking forward to talking about. And that is, are you serious? When you're talking about serious, you're talking about a person who's able to be in a relationship where you have sorted out all your issues. You got to sort out your issues before you get into a serious relationship, a truly a long-lasting relationship. As we go back to all the C's you have, you have an issue with communicating effectively, you need to work on that. Compromising, a commitment, you don't understand connection, and you have a problem with conflict resolution, you need to make sure you sort those issues out. See, a long-lasting relationship is a want, not a deed. See, a serious relationship, a long-lasting relationship is a want, not a, you don't need it, but you want it. And if you want it to a sense bad enough, you will date intentionally to find someone that you can marry. Now, some people say, well, why can't you just be friends for all those years? Friendship is part of a tier of a relationship, but a relationship has steps it takes. If you only get to the friendship, that's it, because you can have a lot of things that go along when you say friendship. Friends with benefits, a codependent relationship. You're depending on he or she is my friend, and I'm dependent on them. A situationship. We're talking about a committed, long-lasting relationship. You got to want it. That means if you want it, you're going to do the work. See, these long-lasting relationship or serious relationship is truly, deeply wanting one. You got to really want one. The fear you had, of the fear of vulnerability is gone. You ready for that relationship. The anxiety of being a couple have passed. See, some people afraid to be in a relationship that you are coupled with someone. See, by you wanting something deeper, you prepare to find it and fight for it and make it last. See, that's what a serious, long-lasting relationship is all about. As I shared with you all, our next segment will focus on men. Do they want long-lasting relationship? We want to give a shout-out. We truly want to give a shout-out to several individuals. I see there's LaTonya Tingsley wants to come on here live. LaTonya. I'm going to give you an opportunity, LaTonya. If I can get my phone to work like it's supposed to work. Look like it won't let it come. Eh? Okay. I might have her. It's not allowing me to go, LaTonya. I'll tell you what, if you would do, you just give me a call on 347-857-4192 and press 1, LaTonya, and I'll get you. I'll have you on here verbally, but I won't have you on here where you can be seen, but you can share your thoughts. Give me a call to that number and we can really talk about what's on your mind in regards to that. Because we want you to talk. Let me know, are you fit? We want to know how you see. She says she can't hear me. Thank you so much, LaTonya, for saying that. What I'm going to do is I'm going to remove you from the setting, and it might be because let me just stop. Thank you, LaTonya, for telling me that. Okay, our volume's up good, so we're going to make sure. Let me see what's going on here. Okay, so our mic is up running. Hopefully you can hear me now, but what I need for you to do is to call 347-857-4192. Okay, press 1. If you call that number and press it, you get a chance to share your thought. If that's what your intent was, thank you for letting me know you couldn't hear because you got a call in and sometimes it throws off the volume. Let's get to that segment that a lot of our young ladies and even our men are listening for. We want to give a shout out to LaTonya Tinsley. If she's a Greek letter organization, she can let me know by typing in down there. And I want to give a shout out to your organization. We've got Aruka_industry joining us. Thank you so much for joining us as well. Let's move to that part that I thought was so important because there were some questions about do men want long-lasting or long-term relationships. She's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Let me give a shout-out to LaTonya Tinsley. Thank you, sister, for joining us. That's the thing. Do men, I'm asking that question, want long-term relationships? And I want you to type in your thoughts on that because it would be beautiful to hear from you what you think because if you're out in the dating world, hello, Nicole Sharon Brown, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you for joining. If you're out there in the dating world, what are these signals that our men are sending to you? What are the signals? Do they want a long-term relationship? Do they want a long-lasting, just a thought? And I want you to respond. While you're wanting to respond, thank you so much for Nicole as you're hitting in and LaTonya. They're putting some, I'm going to address what you're saying because I'm going to share something with you. While you're typing in your thoughts on that right now, thank you so much. I want to share with you our sponsors. One of our sponsors who's sponsoring it's upfront on our trips and so on where we're getting the hotels and you don't really have to pay nothing but activation fees. And if there's any tax, well, we're taking care of basically getting there and paying the cost of it for our trips that we raffle off is TriStat LLC. It's a consulting firm out of Selma, Alabama. the owner and operator, Mr. William Scott. We want to thank him for being our sponsors for our trips for the last 2 years and partner with WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. Also, a shout out, one of our newer sponsors is L&A Lawn Service out of South Central Alabama. The owner and operator is Mr. Tony Stallworth. Also, a shout out to the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, who's been our partner through this process. Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama. Thank you, brothers, for supporting our giveaways, supporting this station. See, we're about to go into a new year. This is our last show in regards to presenting information. On next Thursday, we're going to have our raffle. That's basically what we're going to do. Wrap off our trip to Cancun, Mexico, where we're taking care of the hotel. You will finish your travel there. And at this point, I'm negotiating, trying to get 5 nights and 6 days. And that hotel, the luxury hotel, we're going to take care of that part. We'll give a shout out to Pick Nine. That is, I truly call my good friend, a member of Omega Sci-Fi Fraternity. Coach, we coach together. Coach Darryl Pickett. We call him Coach DP. Thank you so much for taking time to be a part of this. We're going to shout it out to our sponsors. We just left one out. We want to give a shout out to the team members of WBSW Radio, the internet station. They are donating and giving as well for the things we're doing. So we give a shout out to each and every one of them for taking part in supporting what we're trying to do. Our team are made of co-hosts, our secretaries, our receptionists, and the people that answer our phones and talk and help set up and do all the things, go out and talk to people by giving things so we can give on this radio station. Shout out to that team member. And also they give up their time as hosts and special guests to just help promote what we're trying to do. Let's move forward. The question was, do men want long-lasting relationships? You remember when I talked about for a series of long-lasting relationships to be successful, you got to want it. I think Sarah Brown, she said some do. This is some of the typing and the comments I'm reading from. And Sarah Tinsley says, no, they're not interested in long-term relationships. See, both of them, you can see these young ladies that are experiencing men. So let's kind of look at some of the reasons that these guys are preferring not to be in long-term relationship. Based on some experts, we have Ryan Shotlick of the University of Utah. He leads what they call the Royal Society of Open Science. He says that when women are scared, men prefer long-term committed relationship. I'm like, what are you talking about? So we're going to want a relationship where you're really not comfortable and you're afraid of the relationship. Did that make any sense? But he said that from the study he did, that a lot of women are more comfortable with dealing with you for a short term. But most of the men that he took survey from said they was looking and wanted a long-term relationship. But some of the women, because of what have happened, I can't go into and the reason why. It could be just like with Sarah Brown. She said some do. Sarah Tinsley said no, they're not interested. Maybe that part, the rejection part, is something that they truly, truly see and feel. That's not for us to solve today. We just wanted to share that a lot of them want, they prefer a long term. Now, I didn't say won't. Let's change that if I said that. Men prefer a long term relationship, a long-lasting relationship, but they really ain't wanting one. And the key to a long-lasting relationship is the want. Want is the priority. Truly, deeply wanting. Nothing that said prefer. So the study was done said when they did that, they guys preferred one, but they didn't say they wanted one. And I'll, you know, really I'm going to focus on men, but women saying I'm scared because I want that and this person don't. And I really like it to see what would make a man want a long-lasting relationship. Trust is one of the traits and characteristics of a healthy relationship and a long-lasting relationship. Is an ingredient for a long-term relationship, both men and women. Trust is it's one of the main ingredients. Just remember that. Trust. See, if the young ladies here can't trust you, why would you want to be in a long-term relationship, a long-lasting relationship? Men, just remember that. You have to be trustworthy. And ladies, you have to ask that question. It's part of what Sara Tinsley saying about communication. If you cannot effectively communicate that about are you trustworthy, and they can be able to articulate that to you, that gives you a signal. So that's why we have to understand that, you know, when a man won't what he won't trust, that's his biggest thing. For some people, communication is their biggest thing. But as we go down the list, and I want to go down the characteristics of a healthy relationship, because that's going to be most like a long-lasting relationship. You know, that first of all, you have to have self-love. If I don't love myself, I can't love you. If I'm in a toxic relationship with myself, I will dare and shall have one with you. The second one is trust. Remember, they got that word come up, trust. I got to be able to trust you. I have to trust you. I won't. And you wish you want someone honest. Are they able to be honest with you? Honesty is very important. The next thing that's so important is communication. You can put it first. Some people say the most important thing. But you got to effectively communicate. And the next one is connection. I'm talking about the seeds now. You see how the seeds fall into a healthy relationship? I got to be able to connect with you. And the next healthy characteristic is compromise. If you ain't able to compromise, my brother, and you're going to have a problem. And one I always add, and I mentioned in the 4C, which was 5 C's I did, commitment, conflict, you're able to deal with conflicts, because it's called conflict resolution, and the one is willing. Don't go into a relationship you're not willing to put the work in. I'm talking about if you want a long-lasting relationship, man, put the work in. Be ready to put the work in. Don't call for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, every day, 2 times a day, and then go and ghost. Go ghosting, they call. Go disappear for a week or two. You ain't willing to put the work in. You just wanted to enjoy the moment. I tell you, young ladies, don't allow yourself to fall for that, you know, you know, that thing about, you know, it's all about we're here and we need to be intimate. Your possession, your body, your temple is something God gave to you that is, should be so important. So important that you should be able to not just give it for you. Like what Tim is saying, but I also have the queen, our host of the Minister Shannon Show joins, Queen Minister Lewis, that is Shannon Lewis. Thank you, Shannon, so much. And I also see Ashley have come over to our Facebook. Thank you, Dr. Edwards, for joining us as well. See, when we're talking about what makes that man want a long-term relationship, we mentioned trust. We mentioned all the healthy things. Same thing for a woman. The same thing. You're also dealing with a situation where, to be specific about what I'm connecting, guys want to connect with a woman, just as women want to do with men. They want to do things with them. It's not meet up at the club all the time. You're building on something long-lasting. So that requires you to do a little bit more work. You have to go way beyond. So you have to have this connection to make sure this is a person I would like to spend my time. Because, see, the most important thing besides this temple God gives you, your time and energy. You have to have somebody that's willing to give that time and energy. Sarah Tinsley is typing it. I appreciate you. I want you to continue to put in. And I see my person that she's also joined us as a co-host from time to time from out of Berkeley, California. Have a ministry out there, Behind the Mask Ministry, none other than Minister Denise Stephanie out of Berkeley, California, co-host on many of our shows when she has time to join us. Thank you so much, Denise, for taking time. And we're talking about men that really want a long-term relationship and some things that they look for. And I pointed out trust as being a preferred thing that they're looking for. But they're also looking at those traits of a healthy relationship as well. But one of the things, and I thank you, Minister Denise Stephanie, for coming on at this time. She always, when I say she's here on Facebook, watching, listening, consistency. A relationship should include consistency. And you should require that from that male, just like he requires from you. If these things are not working, and shout out to Sarah Tinsley, she said they, we want companionship. Yes, I want to address that in a minute because companionship is awesome, but you'd like to have commitment along with that. You can get a pet to have companionship. But when you're talking about what you want to do for a long-lasting relationship, you want a man that's willing to go through the steps to make sure that. Give a shout-out to Dr. Carolyn R. Green joining us, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, and a brother of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated to join us, Brother Stacy Hurley, one of my players from down in Coastman High School and taught him history back in the days. It's been a long time ago. He's all a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Let's move forth. And also, we're going to give a shout out to Divine _ Jewels _ and _ Jim. They're joining us as well. Thank you so much for taking time. it's good to have you. As we move forth with are men likely to end relationship? Oh, I want y'all to type this in. I want to hear what you have to say. Are the men more likely to end relationship so it won't be long-term, a long-lasting? Are men the one? And I want you to actually respond. And I'm going to share some things from several studies that's been done in regards to that and some of the numbers. But I want you to just let you type in Zara Tinsley or Zara Brown or Minister Denise. Y'all type in, are the men likely or the women to end a relationship? We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can share your thoughts by calling out the last four digits of your cell. Actually, your location, then you can chat with Dr. Louisa D. Smith, who we're talking about. Our title of the day, or You Fit for a Long-Lasting Relationship, Part 2. We talked about that. We did it in the beginning. Then we started talking about men to see if men are fit. And I like Sarah Tisley. Thank you for so much for jumping on that right quick. She said, not if they have a woman who puts up with their inconsistency and dishonesty. Dr. Green says, not in my experience, it has been me. Okay. Yeah, thank you. Any other thoughts that I want you to type in? I'm going to share them with the audience because I'm about to share some data that relates to that. And it's just truly, you know, some people are kind of shocked in regards to that. Surprisingly, some of the surveys said, likepeople.com is one of the surveys that I moved forth and looked at it and looked at some of their data and their thing. It says that women are actually more likely to end their marriage, which we call it a long-term, long-lasting relationship, than men. It's somewhere at 80%. Just think about that. These guys, they're trying to hang on. I'm going to say hang on. But the data says that women, when y'all, like you say, your inconsistency, your dishonesty, then move forth. Yes, move toward that. If there's abuse, move forth. But what if it's just you or both are not able to function with the four C's? How about the four C's? But we'll push it to five, and we're going to add one more, that consistency in there. What is you have a struggle with communicating? You get the end, one of you getting angry when the other person don't agree with what you say. That means you're not able to compromise me. And if you're not able to compromise, if you had a connection, you're going to lose it. And if you're not able to truly, truly communicate, compromise, and connect, will come into play. How are you going to be committed? Intel, you throw in consistency and conflict resolution. Put those C's into play and see if that's something that may end a relationship. And from the data saying that 80% of women end relationships, that means that those are some of the reasons why. And it's being shared here. So having a long-lasting relationship requires hard work. do the healthy things to make sure you are successful in a relationship. That applies to men and women. So we have to keep that truly in mind. Now, something as we talked about what they want in a long-term, so my men want a long-term relationship, and what they would do to if they don't want to end the relationship or who's in it, we want to kind of look at what men look for in a long-lasting. What are they looking for? What you want and what you're looking for is a little different. You got to be wanting to be in a long-lasting relationship for it to be in one and be successful. But you have to be looking for something. Don't go into a relationship and not looking to what your potential partner should have. That makes you really can connect with that person so you can be successful. One of the first things that men look for in a partner is agreeableness, agreeableness. Someone that's going to be agreeable, not arguing and fussing all the time. It's not all your way, it's not all his way. So that means they're looking for effective communication. See, agreeableness is a great sign for a potential partner. Guys are looking for that. Some people will say something that always when we talk about intimacy is sex. See, they're not always looking for sex. Guys are not always looking. We all are looking for peace. Our potential partner will show those things early that we both are looking for peace. But we have to be agreeable. Even to the point sometimes agree to disagree. And it become a conflict, we got to have a relationship, resolution. That's agreeable too. You see how that one word expand over a lot of things? I'm just sharing what men say. They just want to be able to agree with one another. Agree with their potential partner. If you show their agreeableness early, that's going to be awesome for your relationship and the success of your relationship. See? It helps build the opportunity to be successful. Because you agree to disagree, but you can compromise enough to make sure you're both on the same page. And as we get ready to move toward, because our time is really moved beyond the normal time, which is we have 1 hour here. I just want to share one more thing. We didn't get it all, but we will come back and another opportunity to get all what we need to get and share with you. But we just want to share some things with you. The last topic that of our format in this segment is we talked about who end the relationship or most likely end a relationship most of the time. Let's see why men leave relationships. Long-lasting relationship. What are some of the reasons that individuals leave long-lasting relationships? I just want to know. I want you to type in some of the reasons that you think men leave long-lasting relationships. To be honest, and as you think about it, some answers that often come up when we talk with men, shout out to Jacqueline Davidson joining us right now, is they become bored. They become bored. Boredom. Thank you, Sarah Tim, for sharing that with us, that they think they found better in someone else. That's possible. So that would fall in the category of opportunity. Huh? They think they have found a better opportunity. So you have to look at, we look at boredom. Say if a man is bored in his marriage, or believes something is lacking sexually and emotionally, he might be starting to look for reasonable reasons to leave this relationship. You know, those are some of the things we shared. And I want you to bear, you know how you're on the phone, I mean, when you're working, people want to call, and the device is trying to make sure you don't lose the awesome people we have on here. Yeah, if it gets, you know, it's not exciting, then it's time for you to sit down and communicate about how you can spruce it up, how you can make it better. It's work. It's called work. It's not giving up. It's called work. You both have to work at it. I'm not putting that in about a feat for one person in a relationship. Both people have to work. You have to communicate with. Now, what will excite us? What will bring some spark back to it? We got to talk about it. And then we agree to give the effort to do it and not just sit around and say, let's throw our hands up, we're done. We do. Ain't got time for this. I could be doing somewhere else or be somewhere else. The problem I want everybody to keep in mind is not always your partner. The problem could be you. And until you fix that problem, the same thing is going to occur with the next person. The one you think you found better is truly is not better because they're not the problem. You're the problem. If it's boring, it's because you haven't made the effort as well to spruce it up yourself. Talking about men. I'm addressing what Sara Tennyson said, that they're leaving because they're, you know, someone else. So you have to put the work in. Man, you got to put the work in. Woman, you have to put, women, you have to put the work in. Both people have to put the work in. The partners are married. Both people got to put the work in. You have to communicate. You have to be able to talk to one another to make sure that you're able to share with people exactly and with each other exactly what's going on. See? Thank you, my fam, which is my cousin, Rolinda Brown, for joining us as well. Thank you so much for taking time to be part. We're getting ready to wrap this up, and this is going to be the last part we want to focus on. We're going to give you a list of things that relates to why men are leaving relationships, and this is going to be coming from the observation of men, what they're having some struggles with. First of all, this person fears commitment. The man, he fears commitment. See, that relationship requires him to be committed. So what is he doing? He ghosting you. He had all those beautiful words he had to tell you from the beginning. He's talking about all them beautiful things. But when it's time to put up, they about to shut up because they're getting ready to disappear on you because they got that fear of that commitment. He lacks readiness. Say that again. He lacks the readiness of a long-lasting relationship, a long-term, a serious relationship. You have to be ready. If you went through some, and you have what we call terrible relationship skills, and if you never heal, you're going to bring them skills with you. That means you're not ready. So those people, Sara Tisley Brown and Green and And when I say Brown, it's Nicole Sheriff Brown. We have Rolinda Brown on here as well, and Minister and Stephanie and all of y'all, they're not ready. They're just not ready. They don't have the readiness right now. So they're going to dance around and do the boogaloo and do all that. The ones ready want to be in a long-term relationship. That's how you determine whether you're ready. You want to. When you want something, you work for it. You're going to work hard for it. You're going to get yourself ready. You're going to focus on those well-being, the five well-being. You're going to mature in them enough the best so you can be a viable candidate. That's what you're going to do. And men, a lot of time we don't because of the number, the ratio, how many, okay, if you don't accept, I go to somebody else and somebody, and we got to, when you got to hold them accountable and say, oh, bro, you know, you know, you got to be ready. You ain't ready to do what's needed to have a successful, long-lasting relationship. They show themselves, believe what you see. The old saying said, run as fast as you can to get away from that. He wished to go back to his old relationship, his ex. He's trying to, you know, leave that relationship he's in now to get back to something he had, whatever it may be. It may be a family he started over there. He wants to go back to that person. He ain't ready for what's ahead of him. He's still looking in the rearview mirror. He lacks the ability to compromise. He's unable to be open and honest. He's not capable of being open and honest. See, he's going to tell you one lie. If you get away with that first lie, he's going to have many more for you. He's going to have them, and you're going to fall for him because he think he can convince people of everything. He can't. See, he can't be open and honest, and especially about his feeling, because he lacks the ability to effectively communicate with you his feelings. That's critically to a successful, long-lasting relationship. He can't even talk with you. He can't be open. He can't be truthful. Why? That's why he's trying to leave that relationship. Trying to get out of there. Okay? Tell him to keep running. Tell him to keep going. Because he really not a benefit. The next thing is keeping score in disagreement. If he's keeping score in disagreement, you got a problem. He want to one-up you. He ain't a team player. He a I player. There's no I in team. Give a shot. Sarah Tinsley made a statement. I like to try to read everybody what they're writing. There's a couple others adding. Let me get it. Let me get her and give a shout out. Said most times, and I want to get it, the one that are ready are not all that attracted. Okay. Being attracted to your potential lifelong partner is important, or else your eyes will wander. Listen to what she said. That's her statement. We'll give a shout out to Marcus Vail. Thank you, Marcus. Man, it's good to see you on here. Thank you for joining us. And I'm trying to get it to roll up so I can get everybody. I also want to give a shout out to Sarah Scarlett, Harvey Black, our co-host on our Monday night show, Talking Real to You, prime time. The great state of South Carolina. You got Carolinians up there, South Carolina, Greenville. Thank you so much. And I'm still trying to stroll and get the bottom. It's like sometimes it's what this computer do. It won't work like it. And it may be a couple others added. And thank you so much for joining us. We're getting ready to wrap this up. And I'm going down these things that tell you why men want to leave relationships, especially long-lasting relationships. Number seven is important. I'm going to each one. Not able to understand how their partner express love. You don't heard that thing about you. What's your love language? Our love language have to be the same for us to be successful. But we have to understand each other's love language. We have to understand each other's love language. because it's important that we do that. Dr. Edwards typed out, thank you so much, Dr. Edwards. It says, I'm done. He said, I am done saying to the Lord that all the good men gone, just said. She said, all the good men, all of them is not gone. The one that's meant for you, the good man that's for you, Dr. Edwards, is there. And God will place him in your life where both of y'all can see each other. You got to have faith. You got to have hope. Oh, because she says a typo. but having faith and hope is important. We give a shout out to, and I'm just going to say, it's probably a Greek letter of their chapter, whether it's PLLQs. Thank you so much. And I'm going to say the brothers of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated for joining us. Thank you, bruh, so much for being a part of this right now. Truly, we're down to number 8, but as we concluded number 7, see, they're not able to understand, your love language. See, your love language might be physical touch. Theirs might be act of service. You have to take time to understand each other's love language by communicating with each other. I actually corrected that and said, the hope is gone, Doc. That's what she put down. Don't give up, Doc. Don't give up, Doc. I'll tell you, Dr. Green said, I have lost all faith and hope in that area of my life. Now, faith and hope is always there because God is in charge. He got you. He's going to take care of you. I have the faith and hope both of you all will be blessed. Truly blessed. Number 8, and it's so important, when you talk about men and why they need relationships now, lack the ability to listen. Is it all about effective communication? Listen first, talk second. That's effective communication. You ain't got to be running your mouth all the time. You need to listen first. Work on your listening skills. And make sure you can hear what somebody say. The old saying is, go in one ear and go out the other. You lack that listening. You don't have listening skills. They're not up to par. Take time to listen. Think about what the individual is saying, your partner is saying to you, and then respond. Effective communication. And if you have someone's physical touch, it's your love language, understand what by them sharing, what is that physical touch? They may require hugs, they may require kisses, they just require, every relationship requires affection. You have to be an affectionate person. You have to, if you're not good at it, you got to work on it. Because you know that's what your partner is asking for. And if you're not getting it, as Sarah Penn say, they will find it somewhere else. If you know it, work on it. Dr. Edwards wrapped it up and said, the good men are either married or dead. Rest in peace to the good men. Faith and hope. All of y'all, just keep that in mind. Dr. E, faith and hope. It's going to happen. And the last one that guys guard out there and get out of there so quick is poor conflict resolution skills. And hollering and anger and all that and shouting is not a good recipe for solving conflicts. You have to work on that. You have to be trained. That's why if you're having problems with relationships, you have a good opportunity to seek help through some support services that's going to help you be successful. We truly want you to keep in mind. It's been awesome talking with y'all. I knew you all are planning an awesome Christmas, and we want to be able to share our giveaways with you on the 29th, so you can join us on the 29th, and we'll just be giving away our trip to Cancun. We want you to be a part of it. What you need to do, I see a lot of you listed up there, but if you would just, if you, and I really want you to get your name and your transactional mean in for our giveaways that we have. We not only just give away trips, we give away food cards, we give away vouchers, if you want to call it. We give away gas vouchers, we give away gift cards, we give away love offerings. We'll send through whatever means of transaction you have. So what I need you to do is send me your name and a means of transaction. The one that is most accessible for this show and our team are Cash App, PayPal, and Zelle. Send us your name along with one of those means of transaction to my email, which is LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. That's LorenzaD as in David, SMITH 15@gmail.com. Send us that, send that to us, and we will put you in the raffle for the trip and all the raffles we have in 2023. If you don't win, you can be in there and win at the next one. Even if you won it before, especially we have people that are joining us. I know one that won a trip to Hot Atlanta, and she won back a couple months ago. So she's still in the pot to make sure. Thank you so much, Latoya Tinsley. She typed it down. She has LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com correctly. And Ashley, as you say, as you close out, but God, he said, but God got this, and he'll help you and provide what you need because the plan is already in place. You're just following it day to day. That's all you're doing. Be good. Take care of yourself. I want to tell you I love each and every one of y'all. It's coming from my heart. It's the Christmas season. It's the holiday season. I want to say Merry Christmas to each and every one of you all and a Happy New Year and Happy Holiday to many of you and say we're going into a new year, 2023. Plan for awesome 2023 because God got you. And I'm saying it truly from my heart because he has blessed me. He blessed people around, family members, and he's blessing you. He blessed you enough to wake up this morning to be able to be on this show. That's a blessing. That is a blessing, truly. So have an awesome Christmas, and we'll be back on the air on the 29th, and the time for that show, but it's not a show. It's just going to be where we're going to raffle off that trip to Cancun. Well, we take care of the hotel, and you will have your other amenities or what you need, like your travel, like what you want to get in the hotel and all that. But we'll take care of per night. We'll pay for it. Okay, so we just share it with you. And if you're on Facebook, you can see it. That's LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. If you're on Instagram, you know, being that you are a follower on either Zeta Phi Sigma Greenwood number 10 or President Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, I will post it where you can send it. Some of you already have sent it to me. Thank you so much. Dr. Carolyn R. Green, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, we want to say to you, Merry Christmas. She's writing Merry Christmas, and I'm saying Merry Christmas to you and all of you. Sarah Tinsley, thank you so much. Sarah Nicole Sharon Brown, Sarah Scarlett H. Black. Thank each and every one of you. If I miss it, I want to give a shout out to the brothers of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated. That's Brother Dara Pickett, and we have the brother PLLQ that's joining us. Thank you so much, brothers. A shout out to all the Divine Nine. We want to give a shout out, and to especially to my brothers and the chapter I'm a part of that's partnered with this network. Brother Christopher Bennett is joining us. Thank you, Brother Pastor Christopher Bennett. He's joining us along with Again, I look up and see Ashley again. Dr. Elk was up on the other device. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters. With the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Beta Phi Sigma Chapter, me, myself, serving as president, I want to say on behalf of all of those brothers, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And on behalf of TriStat LLC, Mr. William Scott, he also said Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's and Happy Holidays to everybody. And for the team of WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one. We're going to say Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and Happy Holiday. Be safe. Check us out on the 29th. And I hope I'm ticking with the time. We're going to do this at 6:30 on the 29th. Okay? 6:30. Central Standard Time, 7:30 Eastern Standard Time, and 4:30 Pacific Coast Time or Pacific Time. Check us out. We're going to wrap off that and have a few more giveaways. We have books and several other things we give away. Have an awesome Christmas, man. I tell you, God is good. And again, as I close out, I always place it up there. I tell you how much I love you, coming from my heart. And as I always say, God has blessed us with so many things. It's an amen moment. And I want y'all to keep in mind. And we want to say to you that, and you get my unit to, there you go.
Amen. Amen. Been running, if her mind playing tricks on me, is she one love for me? If I had to testify, I could only say she's the truth. It's like prayers went up and sent me you. Now I wasn't looking, I was fine on my own. Could probably go as I please, nobody questioning me.